MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, August 8, 2025. One person was injured in a Beverly fire yesterday. Massachusetts business groups are pushing for lower income tax rates. Partly cloudy, mid-70s again today. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 11:27 a.m. and 11:32 p.m. Salem News reporter Michael McHugh writes, a two-alarm fire at a single-family home at 4 Nelson Avenue on Thursday afternoon left four residents displaced and one with burn injuries. The Beverly Fire Department responded to a call at 12:45 p.m. reporting a propane tank on fire next to a home. After arriving on the scene and observing smoke coming from the home, firefighters discovered a heavy fire at the rear of the home, fed by a burning propane tank. According to Fire Chief Peter O'Connor, while the crews were in the process of fighting the flame, the propane tank failed and was launched more than 30 feet through the air in the opposite direction of firefighters. Resulting debris that was thrown at the advancing crew did not result in any injuries. As additional fires from Beverly arrived and entered the home to extinguish the extending flames, they discovered the fire had traveled into rooms on the first and second floor of the home. Additional help was called to the scene from Salem, Peabody, Wenham, and Rehab 5. Firefighters remained on the scene until 3:10 p.m., according to the chief. A male resident received minor injuries when the fire ignited and was evaluated by paramedics on the scene. There was significant damage to the home from heat, smoke, and water, leaving the four residents displaced until repairs are made. State House reporter Christian Wade says a coalition of business groups is eyeing the 2026 ballot with a proposal to cut the state's personal income tax rate and cap spending as part of broader efforts to create more jobs and improve competitiveness. A proposal filed Wednesday by the Massachusetts High Technology Council on behalf of businesses and taxpayers asks voters to reduce the personal income tax rate from 5% to 4% over a three-year period, which the group says would save individual taxpayers an estimated $3,000 during that period. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
According to Matt Petrie in the Newburyport Daily News, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon on Thursday offered heavy pushback against his mayoral opponent, Ward 5 City Councilor Jim McCauley, after McCauley earlier this week claimed to be a co-architect of the city's five-year streets and sidewalks plan. Reardon called McCauley's claims false. Instead, Reardon said the streets and sidewalks plan was developed by the Department of Public Services in conjunction with his office. And the Gloucester Times reports the popular carillon concerts, a summer tradition of the Catholic community of Gloucester and Rockport, are returning to Our Lady of Good Voyage Parish this Friday. The Friday concerts begin at 6:30 p.m. today, August 8, and continue August 15, 22, and 29. The carillon's 31 bronze bells hang from a steel beam within the church's west tower, and concertgoers can listen from the parking lot of Our Lady of Good Voyage at 142 Prospect Street. The concerts will happen rain or shine. When installed in 1922, the carillon bells in Our Lady of Good Voyage Church became the first tone bell set in the United States. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, longtime Triton track and cross-country coach Joe Colbert will be heading to the Massachusetts State Track Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Colbert has led the Triton boys and girls track programs for 25 years, with over 700 dual meet wins and 17 Cape Ann League championships. Patriots open the preseason tonight, hosting the Commanders. Red Sox off yesterday. Tonight they open the weekend series in San Diego against the Padres. On behalf of our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, our media director Bill Newell, and our sports analyst Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.